Okay, so take a few moments. Allow yourself to get centered and settle in. And if it feels comfortable for you, close your eyes. If not, simply metaphorically close the shades of your eyes. Go inwards. Be with yourself. Noticing your breath. And taking a few breaths at your own pace to settle in, to be with you, to connect inwards. And I invite you to call forward in human form, your inner perfectionist, the one that is a perfectionist, that part of you. Call it forward in front of you so that it is standing in front of you in human form. And take a few moments to notice and take in the details of your inner perfectionist. Notice what this one wears. Notice how old this one is. Notice how this one wears their hair. Notice the expression on this one's face. And take in the details. If you're not able to see this one or visualize the inner perfectionist, that's okay too. Simply sense this one's presence and what this one's presence feels like. And as you connect in and become aware of this one's energy and what it feels like to be in this one's presence, ask your perfectionist part, what purpose do you serve in my life? You may hear the answer, see it, sense it, feel it. But ask it, what purpose do you serve in my life? And if it feels okay, see if you can connect even more deeply with this one. Look it in the eye. Let it know that you're there holding space for it. If it feels right, take your inner perfectionist's hands in yours. Connect through the touch. Connect through the hands. Really be with this one. Hold space for your inner perfectionist. And ask it, what are the events? What is the event or series of events that brought it into being? Ask the perfectionist, what is the event or series of events that brought it into being? Continue to connect with this one, hold space for the perfectionist. And ask it, what would it like for you to know? From its highest wisdom, what would it like for you to know? Continuing to connect with this part of yourself. Hold space for it. And ask your perfectionist, how can the two of you be better friends? How can the two of you get along optimally? And see what it wants you to know about them. How can you be better friends? How can you get along optimally? Your inner perfectionist has a gift for you, something that you can use for your benefit. It's an object. Ask your perfectionist to present this object to you now. When you see this gift, this object that your perfectionist has for you, you may know right away what its purpose is. But if not, ask your perfectionist what you can use this gift for. What does it represent? Or what does it have for you? Ask your perfectionist about the gift. And then, if you would like, ask your inner perfectionist to put the gift directly into the part of your body that needs it the most. And let that part of your body absorb the energy of this gift. Taking a moment now, and if there is another question that you would like to ask your inner perfectionist, ask it now. And then finally, if it feels right, take your inner perfectionist's hands in yours, forming a circle with your inner perfectionist, and ask this one to balance its energy out inside of you, so that you have the optimal amount. And let that energy be balanced out, their hand to yours, hand to hand to hand to hand around the circle. And you'll know when the energy is balanced. And then taking one last moment right now with this one, with your inner perfectionist, and thanking this one, thanking it for its presence, for its wisdom, for its gifts. And then letting the perfectionist slowly fade into the distance, knowing that you can call upon this one, go deeper in your relationship with this one whenever you want. And then as you're ready, start to bring yourself fully back to this moment. If your eyes are closed, you can open them and take some nourishing breath. And then take a minute or two to jot down any notes, anything that you want to remember from this visualization, as well as note how you're feeling in your body.